Hi, thank you for calling the Jeppo Provera Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Khadija White.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Miss Khadija, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just ask you some quick questions. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I don't have an attorney.
You don't have an attorney. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or documents with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it of the brain or the spine?
Brain.
The brain. Okay, and what was the date of diagnosis?
September 23rd, 2019.
September 23rd of 2019. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
11/25/93.
Okay.
1993.
Thank you. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No? Okay. And did you use the brand name of the injectable contraceptive, the Depo Provera, or was it the generic form?
It was Pfizer.
The Pfizer one? Okay, so the Depo Provera brand name. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And when did you start using it?
June of 2015.
You said January of 2015?
No, June. I had my baby in May and I got on it in June of 2015.
In June. Okay, thank you. And when did you stop using it?
September 2019. It was like as soon as I started having side effects.
Mm-hmm. Okay, September of 2019.
When I started facing side effects.
When you started getting the side effects. Okay, thank you for that. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Khadijah White, White.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And is this your cell phone number, the 706-594-4186?
Yes.
Okay. And I have your email. I have khadijahwhite1470@icloud.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
212 Heritage, HERITAGE, Road, ROD.
Mm-hmm.
ROAD, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm in Georgia, 30241.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the zip code?
30241.
30241, okay. 212 Heritage Road, LaGrange, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Is there a unit number or anything?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay, perfect. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
A doctor.
A doctor. Okay. And did you use it continuously for the entire time, once every 3 months?
Yes, I had one shot every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay, so it looks like it was about 4 years. Does that sound about accurate?
Let me see. Major, he's. I'm trying to think of my keys. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So that was about 16 injections total. What is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Let that gave me my Depo-Provir?
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. James Yost. He's my family doctor.
Okay. Can you spell that for me? You said Dr. James?
J-A-M-E-S.
Uh-huh. And then the last name?
Yost, Y-O-S-T.
Y-O-S-T. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And what was the name of the facility where you got the Depo-Provera?
What the name of the office? I know the address. I don't know the exact name of the clinic.
Okay, go ahead with the address.
2575 Petrie Parkway, Plumman, Georgia, 341. That's the zip, 341.
Uh-huh.
And it was suite 100.
Suite 100. Okay. And that was mm-hmm. Peachtree Parkway, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. Give me one second. It was Cummings, Georgia?
Cumming, Georgia.
ING. Okay. All right. Is it Johns Creek Center? Looks like that's what it is.
It's John Creek.
Yeah. Is that the name of the medical center? That's what's coming up on here on Google.
It probably. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So Johns Creek Center. And do you have a phone number for them?
I don't.
No. Okay. So let me see if I can find it here. Okay, I got it. And then when you were diagnosed with the meningioma, was it through a CT scan, MRI, or both, or something else?
CT scan, the MRI, and I had a biopsy. I had mm-hmm. all three.
Okay, so all three. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
They diagnosed me with my meningioma.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Michael Hartman. He's a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon. Okay. And can you spell the name for me?
I'm going to spell it to my best of knowledge.
Okay.
M-I-C-H A-E-L. And I know his last name is H-A-R-T-M-A-N. I know Michael is spelled different ways, though.
Oh, okay. No problem. So I'll put Dr. Michael, you said Hartman?
Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N.
Uh-huh. M-A-N. Okay, perfect. And what was the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
I don't know the name of the facility, but it's in Decatur, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have the address?
For Dr. Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't.
No, okay. Let me see here. Okay, I do need either the address or the name of the facility.
I know the name of the hospital.
The hospital? Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Piedmont Noonan. It's 745 Poplar Road.
745 Poplar Road, okay.
P-O-P-L-A-R Road, Noonan, Georgia, 30265.
30265, okay. Is it Piedmont mm-hmm. Medical Plaza?
Yeah. Piedmont Medical who?
Center? Medical Plaza. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what's coming up. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Give me one second. Let me just copy the name here. Okay, and then besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No, okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
I had a craniotomy surgery and a radiation therapy.
Okay, so radiation and surgery.
Craniotomy.
Mm-hmm.
can't pronounce the word.
Craniotomy?
Yeah,
yeah.
Craniotomy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you?
That, what do you mean that treated me?
That did the radiation or the surgery?
Uh-huh. Dr. Michael.
Same doctor?
Michael Hartman. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Michael Hartman, so I'll go ahead and copy that. Okay, and then the doctor that gave you the Depo-Provera, that was Dr. James Yost. That's the doctor that, that's the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, give me 1 second while I copy that here. Okay, and then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was.
How many days, or do you know the dates that you were hospitalized?
I think it was like 7 to 8 days, about 8 days.
About 8 days, okay. When
7 to 8 days.
When did you start, what was the date?
When I first went in for my surgery.
Yes, ma'am.
September 25th, 2019.
September 25th, okay, of 2019. You said it was 8
mm-hmm.
days.
Yeah, about 7 to 8 days.
7 to 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me pull up a calendar to get the right dates. So, were you released about October 2nd? Second or third?
Right. Yeah, sounds probably right.
Sounds right. Okay. So, that's about 7 days. And do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
I can obtain them.
You can obtain them? Okay. Would you be able yes. to provide them through mail or electronically?
Either email. I can get them from the – I can contact the hospital and get them.
Okay. All right. So I'll put both here. Okay. And then just to review one more time, I have the doctor that gave you the Depo-Provera, Dr. James Yost at Johns Creek yeah. Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then let me see here. Did you say you had the phone number or no?
No, I don't have his phone number.
No. Okay. So let me look it up here. Okay, Peachtree, Johns Creek. Okay. And then we're almost done here. I do appreciate your patience. The last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number. In case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, this will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue. And for that, would you like to provide somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I really don't have no one.
I'm sorry?
I really don't have anyone.
You don't have anyone? Okay. It could be someone that that you trust, like a friend or a family member.
Seven oh six.
Okay, give me 1 second. Do they live separate or live with you?
Separate. She's my neighbor.
Oh, your neighbor. Okay, yeah, that works. What's the number?
706-881-5138.
5138. Okay. And what is their first and last name?
Naya Gates.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
N-I-Y-A.
Okay. And then last name?
Gates. G-A-T-E-S.
G-A-T-E-S. Okay. Naya Gates, that's your neighbor. All right. And that's it for the questionnaire here. And it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate. So I'm going to go ahead and process it. So what I'll do now is I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then for the attorneys, for the legal document, can you verify your social?
252-895-8884.
Okay. All right. And then do you have access to your email on your cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send that over to your email. Give me 1 second. Let me just make sure I spelled everything correctly. Okay, and then have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I think I have.
Yeah, okay. So you'll be pretty familiar with it.
Well, I'm on my phone and I signed it for my phone.
Yes, yeah, it'll be the electronic document. It asks for a signature and then a few initials that you just tap through. But I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions. So you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to double check here. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot one piece of information here. It wants your marital status. Are you single, married, divorced?
Single.
Single. Okay.
Yeah, have a problem.
Okay. No problem. So let me see. That's it here. And then what was your email one more time?
KABIJAH. WHITE1470@icloud.com.
Okay.
ICLOUD.
Yes. Okay. Somehow it's not letting me submit it. Give me 1 second. Okay. Something's going on with the form. Just give me a few seconds. Can I put you on a brief hold for about 30 seconds? I have to check with my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Part. You said your pizza was canceled. Why? What the world? Man. Let's see, can I get it shipped to me? Zero. TKE. Safe, my pants are Spider-Man horse. Hello? Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. I'm still fixing that document here. Just give me about 30 more seconds.
Okay, you got my right. Is it my? You have the wrong email.
Let me see.
Please.
It was 1 second. Khadijah White 1470 at iCloud.com. Yes, no, I have the right email. It's just the document, it's not letting me submit it, so I'm figuring something out with my supervisor. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to copy it to another form.
Okay. What is the name of the Spider-Man supercar? Right on DC. What? $700? Oh, no. You know what? This scam. Let's see. They got one in Long Oak. Add it to my cart. You do delivery? Show. It's not stored, which is, let's see, it's not available, not available.
Okay, Ms. Khadijah?
Hey.
Hi, thank you for waiting. I apologize for that. Okay, I just got the document here. I'm going to send it. It's going to go to your email, also to a text message. It's the same document, whichever one's easier to open, okay? All right. And you can put me on speaker if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line if you have any questions. Okay. And then just go through it. Make sure I spelled everything correctly as well.
Okay.
And it'll guide you through the prompts. It'll tell you where to sign. While you do that, I'm going to look for the information for the attorney so that I can send you their phone number.
Okay, if I can't. Okay. I finish.
All done? Okay. Yes, okay. I just got the notification. You'll get a copy of everything for your records as well. Miss Khadija, I appreciate your patience. That's it for this call today. I'm going to send you a text message with the phone number of the attorneys. Wait about 5 business days, then they're going to call you back to review the information, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All right. And if you have any other questions or any problems with the attorneys, you can send me a text or you can call me back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.